Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
WNIT action last night, the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, the Indiana Hoosiers and Purdue Boilermakers meeting for the third time this year, and thankfully for Hoosier fans, the result has been the same all three times. Indiana wins 73-51. Indiana wins all three matchups this year in front of a crowd of 5,500. The Simon Scott Assembly Hall was rocking. Let's hear from the victorious coach, Terry Morin.
That's probably one of the loudest and the best crowds that we've had in the hall in a while. And we've had some really good ones, but that one tonight was special. There was no question that they came out ready to go. I thought both teams got off to a hot start, which was going to make a really good game. Going in at halftime and being up 8, we felt like we were doing some really good things. But at that point, we felt like we were allowing them to be in the game because of our mistakes. And then I thought the third quarter was huge for us. You know, we started off the first possession of the third and got the shot clock violation. And, you know, from there, I thought our defense was really sound.
23-16 after one, 38-31 at halftime. And listen to this. In the second half, when it was all on the line, the two rivals, Indiana 35-20, outscoring them in the final two quarters. That's how the margin got to 22 at the end of the game. And the Hoosiers advance to Sunday's WNIT quarterfinals. That matchup will be right here at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, as they will take on the winner of Kansas State and UC Davis. Those two teams get together tonight in Manhattan. We'll know who the winner is, and that will be Indiana's opponent come Sunday. Men's NCAA tournament basketball returns to the airwaves tonight. Sweet 16, East Region and Midwest Region starts at 7 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Speaking of fantastic performances, men swimming and diving are at the NCAA National Championships in Minneapolis, and the Hoosiers lead after two sessions. They are at the top of the board, 169 points. North Carolina State, they are second with 165, and Texas is third with 159. This is their best night ever in 41 years of the NCAA championships last night. Michael Hickson, the first NCAA title in anything for the Hoosiers in swimming since 2008. He won the 1 meter dive. It's his third in his career, and ironically, his first two came his freshman year at Texas when he won the 1 meter and 3 meter. It's the first diving title for the Hoosiers since Mark Lindsay won the 1 meter in 1990. Hickson's score to win the gold medal was the seventh best in the history of Indiana diving. James Conner was third. He picks up a bronze medal. His total was 10th best in program history. Andrew Capobianco, the freshman, was 11th. Their second NCAA title came just after the diving concluded. The 400 medley relay, Gabe Fantoni, Ian Finnerty, Vinny Lanza, and Blake Peroni, they set a Big Ten school and pool record. They went in 301.07. It's the first relay title since 1977. Ironically, that title was also the 400 medley relay. Last night as well, Vinny Lanza was 6th in the 200 IM. Ian Finnerty was 8th. That's the first time Indiana had two swimmers of that final since 1975. And for the first time since 1976, Indiana had a swimmer in the championship final of the 50 freestyle. Blake Peroni was 8th. This was the first time since 1977 that the Hoosiers had two national championship gold medal winners on the same day. There's more to come all day today, all day Saturday, to determine the national champion. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.